Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, folks are getting out in the yards and getting quite a few questions into the Extension Office. We continue to have quite a few questions about everything going on with the evergreen trees folks are finding out in their yards. Still seeing a lot of injury from the winter desiccation injury, winter kill. Some of that, of course, die back from just the cold weather that we had, some of the really drying winds, and also the lack of snow cover this last winter did cause some damage and drying injury to a lot of our evergreen trees. We're still recommending that folks wait until at least the end of May, early June, to see if those trees are going to recover, if there's any new bud growth, any new green growth coming out on those. Of course, want to remind folks that the brown needles or the dead needles on those evergreen trees usually do not come back. There may be new green growth, but the dead or dropped needles will not regrow in that location. So depending on the percentage of your tree that was damaged, you may want to take that into consideration when deciding whether to keep that tree in place or remove and replant. But again, wait until the end of May or early June to know if that tree is going to come around and do anything this year. If you have questions, of course, don't hesitate to give us a call, 243-1132. We'd be happy to walk you through a case-by-case situation if you have specific questions. Something else, a lot of flowers and things coming up this time of year. Our weekly horticulture article focuses on daffodils. Lots of those beautiful yellow flowers coming up this time of year. If folks are curious about daffodils that they've had in place for a long time that put up foliage every year but are not putting on many blooms, one of the reasons for that may be that the plants were not able to store enough food in their bulbs in the previous year, so they are just putting up the green leaves but not the flowers. Daffodil foliage typically stays alive for 4 to 6 weeks after blooming. During this time, the foliage is manufacturing food and transporting that down to the bulbs. In order to bloom, they must have that full 4 to 6 weeks worth of growth that sits there in the green state after all the blooms have fallen off. That full 4 to 6 weeks is what it takes to store enough food in the roots and bulbs in order to bloom fully the next year. So cutting off the foliage before it has died back naturally may prevent the plants from storing adequate food in the bulbs. Folks wondering when they can cut back those daffodils want to make sure that the foliage has died back completely before removing it. Another issue may be any plants in partial shade in the months of May and June. Those may not be able to store enough food in their bulbs because of insufficient sunlight. If you've got daffodils growing in partial shade that are putting up a lot of green foliage but hardly any flowers, you may want to dig those up once the foliage dies back and replant them in a location that receives at least 6, if not 8 hours of direct sunlight per day. If given favorable growing conditions, those daffodils can be encouraged to flower again. Some folks do tie or braid the daffodil leaves after they're done blooming. This is not recommended. Again, that 4 to 6 week time period after the bloom has happened, those leaves need to be able to get full sunlight to adequately store enough food to bloom the next year, so any tied or braided leaves would not be able to move with the sun and get the proper amount of sunlight soaked up because you're reducing the leaf area when you tie or braid those back. So make sure you leave the leaves on the daffodil plants loose in order to allow them to soak up the maximum amount of sun for the maximum amount of blooms next year. Deadheading of daffodils is not necessary. Tulips should be deadheaded immediately after flowering, but daffodils, it's not necessary. The vigor of tulip bulbs will decline quickly if tulips are not promptly deadheaded and seed pods allowed to develop. However, seed pod formation on daffodils has little impact on plant vigor. You can deadhead your aesthetic daffodils for aesthetic purposes if you don't want to see those spent flower heads out. But again, make sure you leave those leaves and foliage up for at least a month, if not a month and a half, after that bloom time to allow them to bloom the next year. Again, don't remove your daffodil foliage until it has turned brown and dies. The time it should take to do that would be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks or longer. You want to make sure it has time to manufacture the food it needs. Once the foliage has died back, you can dig those daffodils up, replant, or move if needed. You can also dig them up and replant them in fall around October, but if you're planning on doing that, you want to mark the site where your daffodil bulbs are, because there will not be much there to find them again by the time you go to move them in October. When you're moving them or planting daffodils for the first time, keep in mind that daffodils perform best when planted in well-drained soils in full sun, and the planting site should receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight per day. Also want to remind folks of a publication that we have available on our website now as we get into harvest season. The shift up, throttle back technique has been proven to save tractor fuel. This publication is one of the many you will find on our website in the ISU Farm Energy Initiative. Just go on the Iowa State University Extension website and search Farm Energy Publications. This is a series of publications and other initiatives designed to help farmers and utility providers work together to improve on-farm energy management and increase overall profitability with energy costs going up. The shift-up, throttle-back method was a study done at the ISU Northeast Research Farm near Nashua that showed up to 20% or more fuel savings can be achieved by shifting up and throttling back. For more information on any of the things we've discussed today, as well as a link to all of the publications and resources of Iowa State University Extension, stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Find us online by searching Cass County ISU Extension. Stop in the office or give us a call, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach.